The UN Humanitarian Agency says about 65,000 people, mostly women and children, were displaced after violence erupted in West Darfur in early April. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says today that a recent mission to Al Janina found that a top needs of the newly displaced include food, water, shelter and protection, including support for survivors of gender-based violence. Protection is one of the key concerns of the new internally displaced persons who are in 13 gathering sites. More than 40% of those assessed reported gender-based violence, and 60% said they don't feel there is enough security in and around the gathering sites. Sumeya Musa, a field officer with the NGO Strategic Initiative for Women, tells South Sudan in Focus via messaging application from Al Janina town that she documented dozens of cases of violence against women and girls, including rape.
There are reports of domestic fighting and women and girls are beaten up. Some of them are reported to have been raped, and some of these incidents are mostly covered up for fear of stigma, to the extent that activists working in camps are unable to trace and find out the exact figure of such incidents, because some of the victims keep on moving from one camp to another to avoid being stigmatized.
Earlier this month, more than 200 people were killed and over 250 others were injured during intercommunal clashes between local Masalid and Arabs in Al Janina town. Musa says hundreds of women and girls are unable to access dignity kits, antenatal care and other health services due to limitation of health facilities. She calls the situation horrible.
Unfortunately, the health services for pregnant women are not enough. Government health institutions are not functioning, and most of the NGOs are focusing on giving food rations. So currently, there is no provision of health care to pregnant women.
Musa says her office also recorded more than 10 cases of pregnancy complications in different sites in Al Janina, some of which are due to the psychological trauma of displacement. She says health aid agencies need to respond quickly to help displaced women.
There are health complications that women here go through, and due to fear, terror and displacement, some have gone through miscarriage. Even in the previous incident of Chirandintu and Abuzar, many families lost their property and children as well.
Based on UN OCHA's latest update on humanitarian situation in Al Janina, at least 14 of the 27 health facilities are now operational. More than 10,000 dignity kits were procured and delivered to the town, and 6 tents were erected as temporary shelters for women and girls who experience sexual violence. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.